I started getting Christmas presents. I have a theme gift that I'm getting everybody in Sequinox.
Nice.
And then I'm getting like another thing on top of it. So I got your other thing, but not the theme one. And then Shannon and Alan's, or not Cassidy and Alan's theme ones, but nothing else. And I got Sesh or something. But I was like, I'm not going to be surprised this year. I'm not going to do my Christmas shopping on the 19th like I did last year. the maple soda from the maple cream soda from HEB. Way better than the pumpkin.
It's not at all like a candle.
Doesn't taste hardly at all like a candle. There's the first time you take a sip, there's like a weird like aftertaste, but then like you get used to it and it's fine. It's not like the pumpkin ones where every single one tasted like a different degree of candle. The soda's running through me. I'm all carbonated up and I keep burping. Golden Delish. I've done all these. Give me more apples. Ambrosia, did you? Autumn Glory, did you? Braeburn, done. Breeze, done. Cameo, done. Cosmic Crisp.
Oh, that sounds like a cereal.
It does.
Like a store brand cereal.
It sounds like Fruit Loops or something.
It's like Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
But colored.
Yeah, they're pink and orange and stuff. Yeah.
I have a box over here that I almost just like grabbed and pulled onto screen, which would be bad because it has y'all's Christmas gifts in it. And the outside is not entirely discreet on what it is. So.
Yeah, maybe hold off on that. All right. Pop up this new bestapples.com, which also resets to the top every single time I open it. So I gotta scroll down again. Dude, there's like interactive, like, sweet meters. To how sweet this is. Envy, Jazz, John Gold. Juicy with an I. J-U-I-C-I.
Oh, the Victoria's Secret special.
Yeah. We're doing that one. Juicy.
Who named that? A 4-year-old?
From the spelling, I would say an 11-year-old girl. This
is the I dotted with a heart.
No, but there's a TM after it. This is trademark. This is I don't know if I'm allowed to make this joke now. There's a logo on the picture of the apple.
We have to pay Big Juicy $2.75 every time we say it.
Well, it's only gonna be minimum of once. I don't know how many times we'll end up saying it this one. Am I going to do the Time Force theme or the Wild Force theme? I feel like maybe I'll do the Time Force on the first one and Wild Force for this one.
Or the other way. Because this one's a little bit more Time Force-y.
It is. It was very nice. Hey, can I tell you? I cried 3 times.
At one point, it went from Rancic, like, when he shows up and he, like, talks to them for a second, and then it was like, here's Master Org. And I was like, oh, I can't wait for these two to talk to each other. But they never did.
Thank God they do not. I forget what happened, but I wrote a joke and I was like, something, something, crying in the club. And then, but I wasn't really. And then later on, something happened and I did. And I was like, oh, cool. I need literal tissues now because of Power Rangers. Very good episode. And then there's a techno remix of the shitty song at the end.
See, the first time you watched it, you had no context for that, so it probably was just white noise.
I didn't even hear it.
As soon as I heard the, like, I can't wait to sing you my song, I was like, no! Why? Why couldn't it just be generic feel-good loop number 4? Why does it have to be
the stupid sing-song? Like, the music under it, but none of the lyrics, because the music is just whatever.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not great. It's just music.
Wild Force just has to get his shit in.
Ruining this for me.
Oh. I can't wait to see which kid in the classroom this stupid season is. It's going to be a weird music kid.
I'm excited. It's impossible to tell. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Will you come back?
Cool.
Which I forgot until 1 second ago. I was about to, and I was like, wait a minute. I also started this one.
I'm sorry if you can hear my cat. He's settled in.
Nice.
And very young.
And a kitten. Does he have his balls still?
No. No, well, he lost those a week ago tomorrow.
Rip the balls.
We had one really nice day where he just slept for a whole 24 hours because nice. he was tranked. We brought him there and they were like, he was very nice until it was time to put him under. And he would not let us. And the vet was like, yeah, I had to trank him because he would not like let us hold him down.
I had to shoot him with a dart gun. You know?
From across the room. Got him. Let's get these nuts out.
Quick, before he gets up. I don't know. I can't hear him.
Go play in the living room.
Dad, I want to be on your podcast.
No.
You can't. We'll talk about Power Rangers.
You can't. You're just a cat. Wait, what is this one?
445.
Wild Force.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Sorry. Stupid me just hit the episodes tab, and it was Jungle Fury, and I was like, this is a jungle season, right?
Look, it worked for so long. I don't know why it wouldn't still.
I also, here's the morning I'm having. I got onto Twitter to jump in the Hangout, and I was like, "What do I start recording? What am I doing?"
In Twitter? That'd be impressive.
Because I opened Twitter, and I was like, okay, now I record the
episode?
Now
I do the podcast from here.
I'm like, I'm not even that tired. I don't know what's going on.
You're all wore out from Wally World.
That's probably it.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Today is my 5th of 6.
Yuck.
But then for the next couple weeks, I don't have any more than 3 in a row, so.
Oh, right. Tomorrow you are working.
Yes.
We should bring to the group chat to see if we can record Thursday.
Yeah.
Because I completely forgot. For some reason, I was like, that's in a couple months. Even though you're like, yeah, in 2 weeks. I'm like, that could be forever away.
I said on November 12th.
Yeah, and that could be any time, Josh. You're Who right. knows when November 12th could, is this year?
I did not specify a year.
Yeah, I was just on her Instagram, and I saw the picture, and I was like, is that the order? I think that's the order. And then here
Let's
we are.
See if I can find it. Allison Sullivan.
It's Allison Kipperman Sullivan, all one word on Instagram. Or you can just go to Allison Sullivan.
I'll tell you. I just Googled Allison Kipperman. I didn't even spell Allison right, but it got me here. All right, let's see. How far down do I got to go to get here?
I don't know. I'm looking for it now, and I can't actually find it.
She heard us yelling
and deleted it.
Took it down. Oh, I have to log in to continue. I can still scroll behind the giant login box.
Okay, here's where it is. It's like the 15th picture. It's in a montage of pictures.
Oh, okay. Hang on. If it's only the 15th picture, I can reload it and not be prompted to log in.
It's up in the corner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I remember seeing that, and I didn't know who that was at the time.
Yeah. Because
I remember that crazy hair.
Yeah. Aaron Cahill also had a very good braid. Catherine Sutherland had a very good braid. It's just a big hair braid, a thing I'm very into. So, like, I want to watch this movie, but I can't because this motherfucker don't exist.
Also, hey, Allison Kipperman, how you doing?
Right? Like, damn. Good job, Mr. Sullivan, for locking that down.
What is this one on the bottom? The bottom middle, where she's like a fighter pilot. But, like, that's not from Power Rangers, I don't think.
Unless it's from, like, unless, a later episode?
Yeah, if there's, like, a flashback. Or she goes back to the Air Force.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Her happy ending is going back to military service. Showing up after 2 years and be like, hey, I'm not actually dead. Can I have my job back? I've been living on a floaty island for a while, and I would like to have running water.
And not just, like, a weird fountain.
That is also my boss's bed?
It's her bed, but, like, also...
She hasn't been in there in a while.
It's just a big bidet?
It's pretty much just a big bidet, I think. I think, like, if it was basically the same exact trailer, but with Sonic that looks like Sonic and not Gangsta's Paradise, it would have been at least 5 times better.
Yeah. Yeah, Gangsta's Paradise is, but then they made a, like... whole...
I don't... It's
such
a,
like... The kids love Coolio decision.
Like,
because Coolio hasn't been relevant in 20 years.
The only thing I can think is that they were like, what year did Sonic come out? Okay, what popular songs came out that time? Oh, Gangsta's Paradise.
Yeah, use that. I'm not going to listen to it. You just put it in the trailer.
I'm not going
to
search the lyrical content about how it's about, like, trying to survive in poverty in a bad neighborhood.
Right.
We're gonna put Sonic in front of it. He's gonna run around. Okay. Blitzkrieg Bop is way better. I think the Ramones didn't know they were doing it, but they accidentally made an entire catalog of perfect trailer music.
Yeah.
Because you can put pretty much any single Ramones song to any trailer, really.
Cannot think of another Ramones song right now. Blitz, I know, Bop, I know more.
Rockaway Beach, 53rd and 3rd. Definitely more.
Yep. I feel like they have another really big one that we're just not landing on. Maybe I am thinking of Blitzkrieg Bop. That was in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 or 4.
Probably.
It's also a pretty great song to skate to.
Ramones hit songs. Let's see what we got here. Someone give me a list. I Want to Be Sedated.
That's the one.
That's it.
That was in Guitar Hero.
Yes. Oh, that song rules. Top 10 Ramones songs from ultimateclassicrock.com. Pinhead. Don't think I've heard it. The KKK Took My Baby Away. Definitely don't think I've heard that one.
Mm-mm.
Do you remember Rock and Roll Radio? I do know that song. Questioningly, that sounds like their best, and I don't think I would know that one. Teenage Lobotomy. I think I do know that one. I Want to Be Sedated. Sheena is a Punk Rocker. Yep. Glad to See You Go. I don't know that one. I got to listen to some of these songs.
Yeah,
Rockaway Beach. And Blitzkrieg Bop. How do I know 53rd and 3rd, but not some of the ones that, according to Ultimate Classic Rock, are their top 10s?
I've never heard of 53rd and 3rd.
It's about, like, a male sex worker. I think that's why I know it. Also, all of their songs on their live album, because Jacob had it, so we listened to it a lot. All their songs start exactly the same way, which is 1, 2, 3, 4! Every single one starts exactly the same way. So if you listen to that and then skip, you'll think you're just skipping back to the same song. Because all the songs are like twice as fast live.
Did you know that the Kiss live album is fake?
What do you mean?
They recorded like Kiss Alive, and it was like the album that put Kiss on the map.
Uh-huh.
But it's not live. It's fake.
Why? Where'd they get the... Did they just, like...
They just put, like, crowd noise in, I think.
Okay.
But it's crazy, because Kiss is definitely a band that is a show more than they are a music group.
Yeah, Kiss is an act.
Yeah.
That's kind of clever, but also very indicative of how performative Kiss is. How, like, Kiss isn't music. Kiss is, like, something your dad's friend likes.
Yeah. Zach loved Kiss when he was, like, a baby.
Really?
Yeah. Baby through toddler. He was, like, asking my mom to paint his face up like Paul Stanley. He'd grab his little toy guitar and just bop around the house.
Nice. Did they do God of Thunder?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite Kiss song. Because it was in a Tony Hawk game.
Tony Hawk's doing work, man.
I think we owe Tony Hawk games a lot. I'm very sad there aren't just Tony Hawk games I can play right now.
I wish nothing more. If I had three wishes, I would make Tony Hawk 5 a good game so that we could keep getting Tony Hawks.
Oh. It's time. We're ready to forgive.
Yeah. Make Tony Hawk 5 Deluxe, and but like finish it.
just make Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Yeah, I mean, you've already redone Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Yeah, and that game came out like 8 years ago. So that game came out on the Xbox 360. Oh,
you know what you do? You just name it THPS.
THPS. Hell yeah. Thips. Tony Hawk's Wicked Pro Skater. Thwips.
And then when you choose Tony Hawk and you're skating around the town level, a lot of people just say, you look like that Tony Hawk guy.
That, oh my God. I would love to play the story mode where you're Tony Hawk. And everyone's
and
just
people like sort of recognize you.
People like kind of recognize who you are everywhere. It's my favorite thing that Tony Hawk, and my favorite thing is that he's okay with it.
Yeah,
like he's never like bitter or sour about it. When he tweets about it, he's like, "Well, this is a thing that happened to me again."
Every day with this.
Oh well, yep, I'm Tony Hawk still. I don't know who the weirdest part would be, that they would be like Tony Hawk and all the like current pro skaters, and I don't know any of them. Like, does Bob Burnquist still skate?
Oh, I have no idea.
Does Rodney Mullen still skate?
Chad,
does he still skate?
There was a Chad Muska.
Chad Muska.
He's the one that had the big backpack with the stereo in it.
Oh, Trip. Like, Bam Margera shouldn't be in it for any reason, but also he definitely probably doesn't skate anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think he does anything anymore. I haven't heard from him in years.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched the X Games in, I think, literal decades.
The only skaters I know, I follow a bunch of, like, girl skaters on Instagram. So, like, if Hillary Shanks showed up, I'd freak out. I don't even know if that's a real name.
Who would be the unlockable characters in the new Tony Hawk?
Burger King.
Yes.
Burger King would be one. Who else? Backpack Kid. From Forkknife.
Oh, from Fortnite. Okay, I was Backpack Kid is a very specific joke to two people. Me
Fork
and
Knife
you.
Dance Kid.
Oh, that would be their special move. Is they just they do a floss on the skateboard.
Grace Helbig. She's not particularly popular or I mean, she is still the same amount of popular. I think she's always been. But
I mean, if they're gonna get a YouTuber, they'll just put like PewDiePie in it.
I would rather they didn't make a Tony Hawk game if they were going to do that. maybe don't put the Nazi man on your Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Probably not, actually.
None of your Logan's Paul. None of those fucking weirdos. Just put like put Grace Helbig and
Jake and Josh
and us.
We work on double dash mechanics.
Oh, yeah. One of us would be Vert and the other would be Street, and we want to switch. We hop the other one is in the front, and the other one's like a backpack style.
It's like a Banjo-Kazooie situation.
Yes, Banjo-Kazooie skateboard Jake and Josh.
Also, Banjo-Kazooie is an unlockable character. Also, people love them now.
Banjo's back, baby.
All right, we need to talk about this episode.
My last one is be Mr. Rogers. Okay, let's do it.
I would main Mr. Rogers.
Oh, for sure. not even a question. Lady Alice. All right.
Hang on.
You Googling to see if Tony Hawk has his own Apple?
Oh, okay. No, I hopped on Twitter for a second while you were looking for that, and I saw Netflix signs a deal with Nickelodeon, and I was like, yes, go on.
Go on.
But it's to produce original animated feature films and television series. So they don't think I'm going to get Salute Your Shorts on Netflix, which is all I really want.
They should also just put all their shows on Netflix.
They need to make a Nick Plus.
Just make Splat. Just make Splat. All right, we already did a whole bunch of extra stuff for this episode. If you want to email us, that's not how I start that. Now I'm all flustered. Oh, party.
Did you see that video clip I tweeted?
No.
It's someone in the wild area, and, like, there's a Serena there, and it, like, I swear to God, it does, like, a magical girl pose at them and then chases them down. Very fast.
Well, you gotta get the date, so while you're doing that, I'm gonna look at this. Oh, my God. You can't outrun that.
No.
Also, good to know that Serena in the game, because I love that kick flower.
I caught a bound sweet earlier, and I was like, yes, my girl's in.
I gotta find another clothes store, see if I can get some more outfits.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of basic bitching it right now.
I don't mind the clothes I have so far. I cannot find a decent pair of shoes.
The only two pairs of shoes I've seen that were any good were both $21,000, which was $1,000 more than I had at the time. And I was like, well, I'm going to come back, maybe.
And I don't like any of the backpacks, which I knew was going to happen.
Yeah, they all steamer trunks.
They're either steamer trunks or like big gym bags that sit on your back sideways. And it's like super weird.
That's weird, yeah.
I'm like, I'm just going to keep my dad's.
I'm just keeping my mom's because I like it. And I don't need to spend money on a backpack. But there's a lot of cute clothes, so I might go back now that I'm rolling in it.
I wish I could get the one that Hop has. I like his.
His is neat, yeah.